You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Boom. Welcome to Grown Dad Business. This is Aaron Kleiber. And on the other line is Jason Clark.
Yeah. What up?
Oh, you bringing that one back. Is that right?
Yeah, recycled.
I understand. I know right now Jason and I sound a little weird. That's because we are doing a podcast over cell phones.
This call is now being recorded.
And I am in another country right now.
What? you international charges? You're an international man of mystery.
Dude,
today.
Intercontinental when I eat French toast, bro.
What? I feel weird not being able to look in your eyes.
that's like, a weird thing to say.
Well, technically, I'm not on a cell phone. I am talking into my computer, but... it would be, we probably have to work on this. We probably know some people, that would be able to tell us how we could actually still look at each other while we do this.
We could. I mean, I know some people, like, I know some people record podcasts via Skype, but this, in my limited technology knowledge, this is what I've come up with, and bingo, it's working.
Yeah, and we don't even know if you're getting charged.
I have no idea. Next month, Clyburn. I will find out if I've paid $50 to record a podcast from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and that's what we're doing. And basically, this episode, me and Jason are just going to bullshit.
No, we're going to talk. We got a point. So
I know.
Yeah.
So, bingo, boom.
Granddad Business with Aaron Kleiber.
That's my dad.
Hello! Underpants?
That is hilarious.
Shut your mouth, dude. Rate and review this podcast while my daddy will go into a deep depression.
Boom, and we're back.
We're back.
Yeah, I so we in the process of Jason and I talking about recording a podcast being intercontinental. Wait, is that intercontinental? I don't know what that means.
You're intercontinental.
Yeah. In the process of trying to come up with, hey, what. You know, what topic that we have, you know, the list of topics that we have, which one are we going to talk about while on the phone from different countries? And we ended up just started talking about phones.
It's so stupid. Here's the thing. Like, listen, we're both pretty technologically sound. I mean, we make our way around. I don't want it to make it sound like we're the, you know, the old dads that, I don't know how to work a goddamn phone.
We're not. No.
No, we know what the fuck we're doing, but there is something.
You're so confident and angry.
This is because I kind of get pissed at guys that are like, I don't know how to work. Shut the hell up. You're not an idiot. Figure it out.
I know, right?
But we do sound like we are so impressed by this. Like, we can do this, Jason.
Yeah, I figured it out very quickly. We tested it out yesterday, and it was like, well, we don't want to do a music episode we're thinking about doing, or we're coming up with another car episode. It was like, well, you know, and then we just started talking about, isn't this crazy that we're going to record a podcast I'm in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and you are at home in Pittsburgh. And then we thought, man, in our lifetime, especially our generation, we've come such a long way where, like, Jason, I come from, you know, in high school, not even, you know, 20 years ago, I had a pager, you know?
Yeah.
I had a Nextel pager, I think. What was it? No, Skygram? No, that was Biggie.
You said Skygram, you son of a bitch?
Yeah, you remember Biggie rapping about a Skygram pager? Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't have a
personal pager. I didn't have a pager that was my own. I did have one through my job. So that was the way, like, if the office needed to talk to me, and I was, at that time, I was a construction laborer. I worked for this home builder.
Right.
And they would hit me up on my pager, and then I would have to drive my dump truck to a payphone.
Wait,
I'm about to triple up on you, you son of a bitch. Oh. I would travel to a payphone, and I would pull out my calling card.
What?
Yes.
I had to use a calling card when I was on the cruises, and whenever I perform on cruises, I use a calling card, and it's so annoying. It's like you have to put in 200 numbers, and then you put in, like, your social security number, your date of birth, and then you have to remember your home phone number. It's so dumb.
Remember the commercial with Lithgow, with John Lithgow, where there was, like, a jingle to it?
Oh, no.
Yes,
we're gonna.
I'll
post that. I'm gonna post that in the comments of this podcast.
Yeah, he would say the numbers. He'd be like 3-3-2-2. It was like a jingle. I can't remember it, but I have it in my head.
You remember that? And it was for a calling card.
Yeah, it was for a calling card, and I think the reason why I remember it is somebody did it as a bit. Some stand up on their special. I wish I knew what it was. And that's why I think it's fresh in my head, because they did this spot-on Lithgow imitation.
was that right after Harry and the Hendersons?
That was definitely post Harry and the Hendersons. So if we're keeping check marks, I've gone through in one transaction a beeper, a payphone,
a beeper,
and a calling. And I said a beeper. All right, I get it.
A beeper.
Dude. Okay.
I had a pager in high school.
Oh,
I had a pager in high school for undisclosed reasons.
That's why I said crackhead. Like again, if you listen to our episode from last week where we talk about getting in fights and things like that, and we found out that we think that Aaron went to the same school that Joe Clark was the principal of. So you having a beeper in said high school that was run by Joe. You were like the guy in Lean On Me that had the gold chains that didn't even go to school anymore, but he just showed up. He's like, you know, Mr. Clark, you gotta look the part if you want to get the girls.
Oh my God. Yeah. And I remember I met my wife, my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I met her, and I still had a pager in like the year 2000. I had a pager, I think, until maybe 2001. Mm. And my wife's God. What?
Are you kidding me?
What?
2001 and you still had a goddamn pager?
Yeah. I didn't get a cell phone yet.
No.
Dude, I had a pager till at least 2000. At least 2000, 2001. Absolutely.
Was that running on Nextel?
I think, I don't remember, but I just remember having a pager was so much cheaper than when cell phones started coming out. I was like, dude, I remember what my first cell phone looked like too. And, it was like, you know, it was $20 for a pager and then it was like $90 for a cell phone. I was like, screw that, you know?
Yeah.
But then I didn't end up getting a cell phone. I remember. I got to find a picture of it, and I'll post that as well because it's ridiculous. Yeah. I remember playing Snake on it. I played Snake.
Oh yeah, Snake. Mm-hmm.
But it's so funny how like, and even growing up as us as like, you know, we're kind of, you know, I'm at the tail end of the Gen Xers. You know, we're the Gen X generation, and our generation has seen so much, like. The rapid rate of technology in our generation, just from like 1985 to the year 2000, or I would just say 20 years between, let's say the 20 years between 85 and 2005 is absolutely insane, dude. I mean, you look
I'm sorry. I'm on my 20th wedding anniversary year. Okay. So this is 20 years we've been together. Just in that time frame, what has happened? I remember being first married and we were in our apartment and my wife had a laptop for work. And I remember that was the first time she had a laptop for work. And it was 1997. She had a laptop, right?
I do kind of remember that.
Yeah, and I'm just saying to you that just back in 1997, we're only talking 20 years. I mean, we're talking dial-up. Like, maybe I can get online.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy, right?
Right. You know,
I remember dial-up in high school. Of course I do. Come on. I would sit there for 9 minutes just to look at Kathy Ireland in a swimsuit.
You could download one picture, right?
I know. It would go real slow, line by line. It'd be like, and then you see her face, and then it'd be her shoulders, and you're like, come on, come on, yeah.
Oh, it would just, oh, that's so stupid. I mean, yeah, so, I mean, you're right. The change in technology has just been phenomenal. I mean, I don't, you know, my son one day, we were walking, this is probably a good, I don't know, it's probably a good 6-7 years ago. We're walking through a supermarket and he sees a payphone and he just looks at me and he's just like, he knew what they were, but his thing was more of like, why is it still here? And why is that guy using it? And he took a picture of the guy. He takes a picture of the guy using it. And he's just like, that's like seeing a unicorn run across our front yard.
I mean, you know what's funny is that, you know, as much as you say, you know, telephone booths and payphones, well, especially now payphones are one thing, but when our friend, you know, my friend Chris Prexa and I, when we made our first independent film called Captain Blasto, in 2001, we looked everywhere for a phone booth. We wrote a gag for a phone booth, and even in 2001, we could barely find a phone booth, and the only one there was down in Homestead where we grew up, right at the bridge. And if people from that area know what I'm talking about, they know it's this raggedy ass phone booth. It had no door on it. I built a door with like cardboard. We couldn't find another phone booth that was, you know, not looked like it got hit by a car. I mean, they were so busted and gone by then. And that was 2001. So, like, to even have a payphone now, you're right. I mean, you could seriously stop anybody on the street and be like, I have an emergency. Can I please use your phone? You know what I mean? Isn't that crazy?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I remember, you know, having a pager and you'd sit there and wait for someone to text you back. And then you'd have to go find a phone. It was so stupid. And then my wife, like I said, we were dating then. She would text me codes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
So she would just text me, like, if she got home, I would just say, hey, page me when you get home from work. You know what I mean? And she would page me. She probably remembers better than I do. It was the number, I think it was 173
What the fuck?
7071. Hold on. It was like 1370731 or something like that. And it was, I love you when you flipped it upside down on my pager.
I'm sitting here, and that brief silence by me is just with my mouth open because I transitioned.
You never heard of that before?
No.
Yeah,
I'm
can
impressed.
Spell words. Yeah, you
right.
can spell
I mean,
words
like,
if you like with numbers if you flip them upside down. And my and Wendy would do that. She would page me the number and you'd flip it over and said, "I love you" on my pager.
like what we used to do with calculators. And what was the one word you always spelled
exactly.
to flip it upside down? Boobs.
Boobs.
Boobs. Always did 80085 boobs, and you'd giggle.
Oh my god,
yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah, my first thought was, why is it such an elaborate number? Because
I
was just like, just hey, when you get when you get home, just hit me up on my pager with a 5.
Yep.
Like I didn't understand, like why do you have this long? But now, when you
right.
get to the end of the story, I was endeared
right.
to your love.
Yep, and it's so funny. Remember, like people would page you, and they would put their number, and then put 911, and
yeah,
and I would call someone back, and they'd be like, "Hey, man, you want to go to the movies?" And I'm like, "Are you kidding me right now, dude? Are you kidding me?"
Yeah. you definitely. I mean, you're beeper savvy, much more beeper savvy than I was or pager. You know, like I said, I just had mine for work, so I would call and I'd call back to the office and be like, "Yo, you need to swing across Murraysville and pick up a load of block and get it down to Oakmont." I'm like, all
right. Right.
So mine wasn't like I didn't have that. I thought was one of the things that we talked about that was really funny that I thought about was calling long distance. Like when we were calling.
Oh, that was such
a
big deal.
Oh, my God. That son of a bitch called me long distance. Like my bill. My mom, listen, my parents, I'm actually kind of. You know, my story about me and my parents is well documented, okay? I don't know how I'm
right.
a normal human at all.
Right. I
don't,
me too.
But
I don't know how either of us are normal human adult males.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got absolutely tormented because, you know, listen, I'm a teenage boy. You know, I got the girls. You know, some people are interested. You're trying to do your thing.
Right.
And you gotta talk on the phone. And listen, people,
right.
we have one phone. We have one phone. And the phone was in the kitchen. So I remember when I had enough money, I ran to Radio Shack. Yeah, I said Radio Shack. And I bought the extra long cord that was like a 35, 40 foot cord. So I could take it down the hall and into the bathroom, which then pissed them off more because Dad had to take a piss. And Jason's in there trying to get his groove on, talking to his lady on the phone. And I was
That's
only
so
allowed on the
funny.
Phone. And they'd lose their goddamn mind if I was on that phone for longer than 10 minutes. What the? My pop would be like, "What in the hell are you talking? I don't even. What can you? You were at school with her all day. What are you? God damn it, man.
What
is like? You're
going to
pay my phone bill?
Yeah. What is so important that you need to talk to somebody for this long?
Yeah, I'm like thinking back on it now, I just be like, listen, man, not everyone lives the life you live where you sit in the same room with your wife and never talk to her. How's that sound?
Well, it was funny, too, because, like, I remember because I, you know, I lived with my mom and my sister and, you know, I remember early on getting a phone in my room because I was like, screw this. I'm getting a phone in my room. I got a phone jack. I'll go, you know. I have a pager for an undisclosed business, and I'll go buy my own phone. I don't care, right? So,
right.
So I would have my phone, and my sister, you know, people would always pick up the phone and be like, "Are you on the phone? I gotta call somebody." You know, they'd always interrupt, you know, and then the phone would ring and nobody would answer it, and I'd pick up the phone. It's for my sister, who's, you know, she was young then, but like, you know, you're banging on the floor, pick up the phone. The phone's for you. You know what I mean?
and then through natural progression of our timeline, Aaron, comes call waiting. What?
Oh.
Like did you live in an era? I mean, listen, I know. I'm older than you. Here's the deal. I remember when call waiting happened. Was call waiting always a thing that you remember?
No. No, because I remember when it came about, but I do remember, like I said, my mom, like, telling me to get off the phone, like, you know, if somebody else calls, you're going to miss it, you know, stuff like that. But then I remember call waiting, and you'd get boop, boop, and you'd be like, oh, hold on a second. Wait, how would you do call waiting then? You would just have to, like,
You had two options. You could either, if you were near the handset, if you were near where you hung it up, you would tap the thing, or you would hit the flash button.
That's right. There was a flash button, dude.
You had a flash button that would click the phone over, which might be today's star. Oh, shit. What was the thing where if someone called you and you wanted to find out who it was because maybe they crank called
star
you?
Star 69. I will star 69 a son of a bitch every time.
Listen, you called me and you hung up. What'd you say? Who was that? I don't know, Mom.
Yeah.
I'm a star 69, that son of a bitch.
Yep. You star 69, but like, who's this? Like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, who you calling? Yeah, you just called my mama. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who's this?
Oh, who it is.
Star 69. It's funny because I would yell. I'd be like, Star 69. Who's that? I don't know. Star 69.
Just Star 69. I'm going to show him what's up. Oh, my God. But
it's so funny that our entire pot. Go ahead.
No. Yeah, and excuse us because there is like a minor delay when we talk to each other, listeners, that if we're talking over each other, please, deal with it. He's in Canada.
This is a legit phone call. This is the fact that our podcast came from us, like, laughing that we could do this yesterday and then being like, dude, remember cordless phones came out? Wasn't that crazy? And then we talked about that for like 25 minutes yesterday. And I was like, why aren't we recording this?
And here's the best. Here's the thing about it that's even better is that this gives listeners an idea of what our phone conversations are like. Like if Aaron's traveling, Aaron will give me a call just to, hey, he's got like 3 hours to get home, and he'll give me a call and we will just talk. Now, we are all on one topic, which is different than our normal phone conversations. But you know what?
I would love to get feedback from anybody listening because if this is something that – you know, that comes off as decent audio. I mean, I call Jason a lot of times when I drive for comedy. You know, I'm driving 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. So I'll be like, well, I'm going to burn an hour and just bullshit with Jason for an hour, you know. And now it's like we could do bonus episodes of me and you just phone conversations we have. We'll do goofy bonus episodes. Because now that I know, and if anybody wants to know how to do this, it's actually not that hard because I was, like, trying to figure out, like, how can I put my, you know, the audio of my phone into my recorder for a podcast and blah, blah, blah. If anybody's interested, you're like, how are you doing this, right? So I figured out how to do it. I looked up different apps. There's different apps you can use and stuff like that, but it's actually simpler than that. I looked it up, and I actually have a – what's up?
I bet there's somebody that's listening that's just like, no shit.
I know. Or yeah, they're like, you guys are poor.
Like, if we're sitting there old school, I'm like, so what you got to do? You got to push record and play at the same time.
Yeah, I know. I was like, Jason, hold on 1 second. I got to get my phone ready. but no, it was pretty simple. If you are curious, if you are under 30, you can take a break for a minute while I tell people. But I have a Google Voice phone number. And apparently, if you use Google Voice on your phone, you can just hit record. That's it. Isn't that crazy?
What?
And then you hit record, and then it saves basically as a voicemail file in your Google Voice and your Google Drive, and then I'm just going to send it over to Ryan, and it's a podcast. There you go.
There it is,
it's pretty
man.
Simple. It's so crazy.
Fun stuff. Fun stuff.
Yeah,
fun
you don't
stuff.
Have to buy an app. You don't have to, you know, whatever. I mean, you, I guess you could, you know, hook your phone into a, you know, I know radio stations, it's all, you know, complicated and things like that, but, you know, maybe for a little bit better audio. But this is what we're dealing with this week, okay? And if it works out, you know, I'll just, we'll just start doing, you know, goofy little Grown Dad mini podcast of me driving in the car.
Yeah, little minis. Little minis, man, I tell you.
But hey, and then you know what? I would say this as far as, you know, the listeners and things like that. I mean, we've seen a great increase in traffic on our podcast, and we'd want to.
I know,
I mean,
man.
We've talked about it. We thank you, and we welcome all the new listeners. And you know, we have fun doing this, man. I mean, it's just two dads just bullshitting, and you know, we're not broing out. We're having some fun, and
nope.
You know,
that's not us.
We
if you know us,
yeah, no,
you know that's not us. This isn't like two dads talking about Kathy Ireland for an hour, and you know, the nudity on Game of Thrones. That's not us.
You keep going to Kathy Ireland as a reference.
That's my girl, dude.
There's a whole backstory for an episode for you there. But no, yeah. But you know what, folks?
Oh, we're going to.
Hey, what?
Oh, I just want to say, yeah, this is a real phone call, so I have to keep we interrupt each other. I was saying, we're going to do an episode of our first-time crushes. We're going to do our first-time
celebrity
crushes. And, yeah, dude. And, well, you know, whatever. We'll see what happens.
Without getting, like, we're not going to, relax.
No, we're not like that. No. But I think that'd be fun to talk about. But no, I didn't want to cut you off with, you're right. We've seen a lot of more people listening, and it's pretty awesome. It's exciting. And, you know, hey, if you like the show, rate it and review it and share it and subscribe on all the social medias or whatever. Go on iTunes. Give us a review. Rate us, you know. And if you see us on Facebook, share it, you know. Spread the dad love. That's
yeah, hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook. I mean, it's all out there. Just communicate with us
then. on the Facebooks.
Well, you gotta get on those Facebooks and you gotta let me know what we're doing good, what we're doing bad, so we can get better for you. But no, we have a lot of fun doing this, and the feedback would be great. The shares would be great. The downloads are incredible. We got some things that we spent a weekend together talking through and planning some different avenues and some different topics and things. You know, we peppered and talked about live shows. Yeah.
Hey, and I want to tell people, our 100th episode is coming up. Our 100th episode will most likely be a live episode that we will be doing in Pittsburgh. Can we say it? Is it gonna,
as far as
is it
the
gonna
date,
happen?
It's gonna happen. It's just we've got. It's gonna be what?
Well, we are gonna have a live episode 100 at Arcade Comedy Theater in the new Arcade Comedy Theater. And right now the date is tentative. We're just double checking, but it will be in October. That's what we're shooting for. So if you're a fan of ours, if you listen in Pittsburgh, you'll be able to see us do a live episode. And I know what you're thinking, like, oh, you're just going to be two dads sitting on stage talking. No, no, no. We have some awesome plans to have some of our favorite comedians and storytellers come and tell some of their best parenting stories live, hosted by me and Jason at Arcade Comedy Theater. That'll be our episode 100. That's going to be a lot of fun, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So, this is fun,
and other
man.
Than that, we got another stand-up get-down coming up. It's the last one at Arcade Comedy Theater in Pittsburgh at the old building.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the last one is going to be, tonight when this comes out, we'll be, you're obviously in Calgary, Alberta, or wherever the hell you are, but I will be with the
That's
stand-up
correct.
Get-down in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. We're taking it out of the
yep.
city and going to go have some fun out in the suburbs with a great group of comics.
Jason,
Mark.
Jason's taking the helm, and they're going to be at the awesome Oaks Theater with a dope lineup. That'll be fun, dude.
Yeah, our good friend Sean Collier from You Can't Handle the Truth, and you, he's going to be there, and just other Jeff Conkle from WDVE is going to be with us too.
Yep.
And then, yeah, as you said, August 19th will be our last stand-up get-down at the Arcade 811 location, and we'll be back.
Yep.
In the new theater, and we're actually September. We're off.
We are. But hey, check this out. Jason, I didn't even tell you this, but we are confirmed. October 8th, we are bringing Stand Up Get Down back to Cleveland at Hilarities. So that's really dope. That's such a fun place.
This is where Ryan should insert clapping.
He will.
Okay, there we go.
There's no,
yeah, put that in.
We're
there.
In a good mood today. There's no son of a bitch of the week. If there's any son of a bitch of the week, it's technology.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it, man.
That's it,
I'm
brother.
Done talking to you. I'm gonna stop recording so we can talk about Kathy Ireland some more.
Oh man, necessary roughness. Here we go.
Dude, I had a poster of Kathy Ireland above my bed. We'll talk about that soon. You'll hear all about our childhood crushes soon. I mean, shit, we could do it next week. Who cares, Jason?
Oh, my God. Live your dreams.
Next week, we're going to talk about childhood crushes. That's what we're going to do.
I might surprise you.
Look how prepared we are now. We weren't prepared. I just made that up. But it was one of our ideas, and it came up organically, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about childhood crushes next week. So, should we say goodbye like a real phone call? I don't know how this works.
Hey, man, I will, have a good show tonight.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, dude. I'll talk to you probably tomorrow. I'll hit you up.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. See you, Ryan. Ryan's listening, too. So, see you, buddy. Okay. See you. You guys are the best. Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.